What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Meet West Podcast. I'm your host, Resident Daryl, and this is a very special episode. This is a very long annual trophy rarity update episode. Thank you, Gareth, for doing this. Definitely really appreciate all the hard work you have put into this event. So guys, show them some love. Go to the Trophy Looting Group, the Discord, the Facebook group. Say, hey, good job, Gareth. Thank you for all you've done. I am not going to have a whole lot to say here in the beginning. I just want to introduce this is what it is and do a couple quick housekeeping updates. Guys, new Resident Daryl video is live. Go check it out. It's a compilation of a ton of awesome deals and awesome pickups we've had over the past, couple weeks. This one ranges from yard sales to flea markets to Goodwills to everything. So definitely go check it out. Give us a subscribe. We have broken the 400 subscriber mark. We're super excited about that. And we definitely are getting closer and closer to 1,000. So if you want to see us shoot, set fire to, throw axes at a bunch of copies of Connect Adventures, go to Resident Daryl on YouTube. Give it a subscribe. With that being said, go check out all the other stuff that we have going on, the great interviews, the other podcasts, and I'm going to turn it over to Gareth. Thank you, buddy.
And welcome to the latest edition of the Rarity Update. It's been a little while since we've done one of these. Probably 2.5 weeks since we did the last audio. It's been a little... Probably the main reason we haven't is because of the GTTSC contest that a few of us from the communities have been doing. I'm recording this audio on Monday afternoon, evening, and unfortunately we bowed out of the Loot Bros bowed out of the team competition yesterday. We finished, we got knocked out in the quarterfinals, finishing 14th, which is a really good achievement actually from considering, you know, the games that we've played. We didn't have anything prepared like a lot of the other teams. So to finish 14th out of probably what was the best part of 90 to 100 teams starting, 13 we went out. So we've actually been going for a quarter of a year on the contest, believe it or not. So it's... but we have finally bowed out. We scored our best week we've ever scored. We absolutely smashed it. 18,500 points for the week across the three of us, me, Daryl, and Rick. But unfortunately, we ran out of bonuses and unfortunately, as I said, dipped out. But it's been great fun. It's been brilliant to partner with Rick and Daryl. And sort of big props to them for... all the fun we've had, sort of messaging constantly, discussing what games we're going to be doing, how we're going to do the bonuses and the challenges, giving advice on trophies, helping each other out boost various different trophies. From a trophy hunting perspective, I'd really encourage anybody to participate in this event next year for when it is running. I know that's, we had another team from the community join in, unfortunately bowed out pretty early, but it is hard keeping up with the pace of the Loot Bros, and I think they felt that pressure and bowed out early, but they still partook and did well by their standards. But it's it's really good. There's a solo and a team event, and I think next year when it comes around, we will be better prepared. We will go for the bonuses more. We will, and we will certainly prep games for it, because people were dropping games left, right, and centre towards the end of last night and the week before, sort of having just one trophy to pop for a 1,000-point plat. So that was that is where we will be, and so we will be prepping pretty hard next year. And as the gays in the communities probably realise, that prep is not to be understated. So, on that note, we shall get into the rarity update. The plan is to do a bit of a deeper one like we did last time, because it's been a little while since we did it. We have got a new contestant starting from next week. He's messaged in on the Discord and we'll be joining in. Feel free, anybody listeners want to join in, just send us a message on the Trophy Luton Facebook group, either the Loot Bros group or the Trophy Whores. Similarly, you can message in the Discord, either of those Discord communities as well, and we will get you on the board ready to start. But nice, easy one to start with, because we've got the Bearded Nerds at 25th place. I mean, I wanted to go deeper into individuals, but there's no point really, because there is no movement on Wonplat Zach. His status is still the same, 5 points for the season, 0 for the week, and 0, hasn't played a game this week, so therefore no trophies earned. In 24th place, one place above, I know Kalai, hope she's having a wonderful time on her cruise. I've seen some of the photos, looks amazing. In fact, actually looks similar to some of the places that's on our planned cruise trip next year. So she won't be earning anything for certainly the next week, maybe 2 weeks. But she did manage to pick up the Infinity Trophy and Slay the Spire, which was a 9.16 rarity. So that actually made it her rarest trophy of the contest as well. So her 5 points took her to 57 overall. And as I said, she is now still in 24th place, sort of not really gaining any ground on anybody, but you know, we shall see what happens. The next one, we had Darth Knight in 23rd place. He'd been so Darth goes through sort of phases of playing, and traditionally he'd sort of had been going through new games when you look at sort of his profile. Most recently, though, is he scored 20 points this week, and which takes him to the 100-point mark. And he's gone for, he's playing the Vita, so props to him for playing the Vita. But he's playing Madden NFL 13. He's got 54% of those trophies, so 17 out of 30 trophies. I think that's what Daryl has been playing. So I believe, because Daryl's not far away from the plat on that, from what I can remember. And, you know, so obviously it's still obtainable. And as I said, another 13 trophies left to go, which look like all can be done on, looking at through the trophy list, looks like all can be done on single player mode. And looking on there, yeah, I can see actually looking at most recent players in the game, 3 people out of the last sort of 10 have hit the platinum. Daryl's there 2 weeks ago. Daryl's on 78% of those trophies. So if you can get the platinum on that, that's a good one to get. It's a 5.32 rarity for earning that platinum. So good luck to Darth Knight if he is going for the platinum on that one. Next up, so we got 57-point gap to Tross, who is next up in 22nd place. He had a very good week, actually, by his previous standards. 30 points this week, which takes him to 157. And Tross is one. In fact, they're both the next two, actually. Tross and Departed are two players that will play brand new releases more often than not. And Tross has gone straight in playing Final Fantasy 16, which obviously only launched last week, I believe, so maybe the week before. But he's 26 of the 50 trophies in that. So obviously that's, you know, he's gonna suffer a little bit, because obviously his 30 points from that has come from all those games. His rarest of the week was Oh Snap in Final Fantasy 16 at 11.53. I'm looking at that now, because bear in mind, when I did that table, I had did this on Saturday. So if I look at the trophy now, so yeah, so between Saturday afternoon when I actually did the update and Monday afternoon evening, so 2 days, that's his rarest trophy, which was, as I said, 11.75%, has jumped up to 15.76%. So obviously a 4% increase in that trophy in 2 days. So I would imagine that will continue to rise, and that will be the same for the other trophies in that game as well. So we may see Tross hit a negative next week or even the week after. He might need to be playing another game to combat that, if he's that bothered about the contest at all anyway. But he's, yeah, but those 30 points have brought him closer to Departed. So there's only actually now 1 point that separates those two players. So Tross is on 157 and Departed is on 158. And his... yeah, so Departed had 16 points this week to take him to 158. So Tross did pull some ground back on him. And looking at it, when I did it Saturday, his rarest trophy was in Plants v Zombies, Battle for Neighbourville. And looking over the last sort of course of the week or so, he's played a few games, just earning maybe one or two or a few trophies in each of those games. Goat Simulator 3 was one. He's earned a single trophy in that this week. Bit of Worms Rumble, just the one trophy in that, which actually, I mean, if you can get the platinum in that, that will be some achievement, because I think that's mainly online, isn't it, I believe. Yeah, so that's a rarity of 1.11% if anybody fancies going for the Worms Rumble platinum. City Skylines, he's got two trophies out of that, two out of 120. Didn't realize City's had such a large trophy list, but yeah, 120. Obviously, Plants v Zombies, about for no five out of that. One of his personal favourites is next, My Friend Peppa Pig. He got a single trophy in that one. And then the most recent game he's been playing is the recently released AEW Fight Forever, where he's earned three trophies from that, which I think literally only came out on Friday, perhaps. And I'd imagine that game will prove quite popular within our communities that we play in. So that takes him, as I said, to, he's on 158 points in 21st place. That's the sort of, really, you've got four players there. So what we're sort of seeing is that there are little mini leagues that are happening within the main league. So there's little battles going on all over the shop, really, with both at the top, the middle, the bottom. And you can probably bracket those, unless somebody really makes a move. You've got those three. You've got Zach and Kalai probably battling out. Well, Zach ain't going anywhere, actually, to be fair. So you've got Kalai trying to maybe squeeze in by the time Tross has some decay. You got Kalai, Tross, Departed, and Darth Knight. They're all battling it out. There's a big jump up then, or fairly big jump up, sort of certainly by the numbers there putting on show down at the bottom. But his 20th place is Stink Palm. He only had the one trophy this week, and he scored 4 points in it. So his rarest trophy was in Torchlight 2, which he's been playing for a little while. That was called Overpower. It was a 31.79% rarity, which, so obviously that's only worth 1 point. He's got four, so that means that some of his legacy trophies have improved over the course. But he's gone to 290 points. He's probably out of the next group. We've got one, two, three, probably three in the next group that are battling it out. So there's sort of 80 odd points between them, which is Jared, the Brain, and Homer. But next up is The Brain, 76. So Riley had 15 points this week, with his rarest trophy coming in The Outer Worlds. It's a game that I've got, like many games that I've got, and I constantly consider playing that, and haven't taken the plunge as of yet. So, and it won't be for some time before I do, actually. So the amount of games that I've got to mop up as a result of this sort of contest that I've been doing. But yeah, Riley's been pretty active. He's started Outer Worlds. He's four trophies into that. 69. I didn't realize there were 69 trophies in that game. That seems a lot. I'm guessing that there must be some DLC that's included in that, presumably. But yeah, DLC Trophy Pack 1, Trophy Pack 2. So there's two lots of DLC there. But as I said, he's four trophies deep into that. He has been playing Puzzle Quest 3 as well, which I believe is a free game on the PSN, but obviously microtransactions to, I think it can be quite lengthy to get the platinum if you weren't to invest in those microtransactions, like many of these free-to-play games. But Riley has given that a go. He's six trophies out of 27 on that. The rarity, if you are able to get that, is 0.70%, if anybody fancied that. That gets you into the rarest trophies of the season, if anybody fancied going for after Puzzle Quest 3. No idea how long it is, how long it would take. Looking at the recent players, so what have we got? So 710 game owners and 5 platinum achievers. And let's have a look. So first, I'm just seeing what the quickest time is that for the platinum. Well, even then, the first two, whether they're auto-pop or I don't know if it's got a stack or not, but they're 2:03, 2:27. So, and then we've got 4 days, 22, 4 weeks, 19 hours, and 4 weeks, 2 days. So, yeah, I'm not sure whether those two are auto-pops or whether they're cheated. But anyway. So Puzzle Quest 3 is one of his games. Looks like he started Lego Worlds as well since we last did the update. And as well as that, doing Trek to Yomi, which is obviously was given away on PS Plus, The Essentials. That is a game that I've been looking at myself personally. Always waiting for it to come that little bit cheaper. I've seen it always for around on the Turkish store. You know, everyone knows that I love a bargain. And but when you work out the exchange rate, it's always been about £4. And I've been waiting it to drop down to that £2.50 mark, really. But that's me and a bargain in a nutshell. So he's been doing bits, sort of frittering between games, like many people are at the moment, it seems. So next up, as I said, in that little trio is Homer. So Homer had 16 points this week. He's a bit of a jump up from Riley's 339. He's on 372. His rarest trophy of the week was Splash Damage in Unmetal. And that isn't a game that I'm familiar with. Unmetal, I have no idea what that game is at all. It looks like a pixelated, but I wouldn't be able to tell you what type of game it is. It's described as adventure indie. You've been playing that on the PS4, and Guts and Glory, which is a game that he's also started. That's his most recent one. So 5 out of 18, North American version. I'm guessing though that is probably, I don't know if that trophy is Glitch, because obviously he's been, he earned his first trophy 3 years ago, 5th of April 2020. His latest trophy is 30th of June 2023. So the gap's 3 years, 2 months. But there are three trophies on there, which are all at 0%. So I'm guessing that trophy list must be Glitch. So just be aware of that. Anybody who is considering playing that Get Some Glory, maybe do a little bit of research to see whether that is glitched or not. And that may influence your decision whether you want to sort of carry on with it. So I see notices also a little bit further down. He's only three trophies away from the platinum in Rogue Galaxy, which would be a good one because that's at 5.59% platinum. Looks like he's got to do reach level 99 with any character. That's at 5.8%. Become the rank S in Sectron Champion. That's at 6.15%. Yeah, so he's got two trophies left and then the platinum. So that's achievable, I think. It might be a bit of a grind, but he's certainly knocking on the door there. And hopefully we'll see a platinum drop from him soon on that one. In 17th place, the most controversial contestant we have, which is Tricky Mick. So Tricky thought he was doing me a favour last time by, I think I mentioned it. It was, he removed all his spam and wanted to, you know, in the hope that it made it easier for me to locate his trophies. But it doesn't really, because unless he's going to continue doing spam, I suppose. But interestingly, I've sort of noticed that. Because Lights Out Call of Horizon Call of the Mountain is his rarest trophy. He's on 439 points. He had 22 this week. As I said, Lights Out Horizon Call of the Mountain, 21.25. The problem with Tricky is, I remember when I was doing this update on Saturday, there was a game that was that had come out that was on his trophy list after this Horizon Call of the Mountain. I'm sure there was. And now it's not there. So he's obviously hidden that one as well. So I don't know where he is with that. So with his position, as I said, his position is 17th at the moment, but take that with a pinch of salt, because once he unhides his trophies that are legit, then you will see him jump up some places, I would imagine, but which is fine. If that's how he's playing, then I have no issues with that. Entirely up to him how he wants to do it. But so he's on. He obviously recently acquired, obviously Call of the Mountain. He must have, because I think he messaged every single person in the community individually, but he let everybody know he had the PSVR too. And Call of the Mountain is the game that he's currently going through on that. So, it'll be interesting to see where he finishes. Is he going to make the top five? I think it'd be a tall order. I know that he sort of says that he's never lost a bet that he's made, but as we get to the top five, when you see the scores they're putting in fact, even the top seven are putting in, you know, he's got to go flat out to get some points. You ain't going to be getting there earning 22 a week, put it that way. But we never know, because we don't know what he's playing, so we'll see. But anyway, for now, 17th place. 16th place is That Once Ago. JT. JT recently has switched over. He's pledged allegiance to the Master Race, the PC. He's obviously will not be, he will still be playing PlayStation, but he will probably be sparingly exclusives, which is what he is currently playing at the moment. There's no way that he was going to, a Japanese game was going to get past him, a Japanese exclusive in particular. So he has gone on to Final Fantasy 16. And that is his rarest trophy of the week, which is Fallen Star, 9.82. And as I said, those four Final Fantasy 16 trophies will be subject to decay at one point in the near future. So I'd imagine if I was to look at 9.82% for his trophy, would have already gone up again. Depends how far he's got into it, how far that game how far that trophy is into the game. So 9.82, so that would have been worth 5 points, being very rare. That's obviously already dropped 2 points because that's at 14.50. So that's now worth 3 points rather than five. So he's on a 2 point drop on that one already. I hope, I've heard good things about Final Fantasy 16. I hope you're enjoying it, JT. I also see that he's gone back, and so while still not remaining exclusive to PlayStation Japanese exclusives, he has gone back to Assassin's Creed Black Flag. Looks like it's online that he's been doing as well. So that was his most recent trophy, which was a good one to get. And that will be included in the actual update for next week. So I said, so 26 points, 4.62. So he's got a little bit of a lead over Tricky. 22 points, 23 points. So those two battle it out. But, you know, Tricky may well be ahead of him already once trophies are in hidden. Next, we have Sadak, who was a contestant in the GTTSC competition, both on the solos and the team event. So Sadak, obviously multi-console user, has been often up in the top trophies when it comes to Xbox on the True Achievement side, but he's obviously been fairly prolific on the PlayStation side as well. He goes through phases though on the looking through. He hasn't earned a trophy since 29th of June. I mean, that's only 4 or 5 days, isn't it? So, but he's playing excellent game, Shredder's Revenge, which I do have the platinum in. Highly recommend that game. So he is when. In fact, I'm going to say, I don't think it's out yet, but there is DLC coming for that, isn't it? I'm not sure when that will be. And I don't know if it's free or paid. Probably paid, I would have thought. But yeah, that will be coming at some point. But yeah, that's his most recent game he's been playing, Shredder's Revenge. Street Fighter VI is another one that he has been playing, which is, you know, obviously a recent release. He hasn't done anything on that since the 17th of June, so a little bit... little away, but his 21 points this week, aided by a single point as his rarest trophy of the week, which was Mode 7 in Shredder's Revenge, at 39.54, and that takes him to 523. And he's kind of sat fairly comfortably in that position. JT's some way off on 462, and then above him, he's a good sort of 150 odd points away as we start to sort of break away now. So 14th is probably when it starts to ramp up a bit in terms of points, which is Mr. TMNT 84, Joseph Priestley. Given that we did I sort of delayed the update, the actual, I'm talking about weekly scores, but realistically it's probably 10 days. Because I did it a midweek and then missed a week. So it's probably 10 days there. So, I probably would expect it slightly higher from Joe, to be honest with you. 23 points took him to 679. And his rarest trophy was Loyal Man's Depression in Caladrius Blaze at 39.40%, which, again, is a game I'm not familiar with at all, actually. Which, you know, although I'm not... I do pride myself on knowing a lot of games, because when you're trawling through that Turkish PSN store, you come across a lot of shit and you end up looking through it. So, but I haven't actually come across that game. It looks Japanese, that's why. That's probably why I haven't seen it, is it? I'll just skip through that without even sort of giving it a second thought. But yeah, that was his rarest, and that was earned. But since then, he's 1, 2, 3, 4. He's played 5 games since then. Street Fighter 6, he's 34. Are those trophies, if anyone knows, are those trophies glitched in Street Fighter 6? Because, or are they just, is it just a lengthy game? Because it's still on a 0% platinum. Not one person has got the platinum yet on that. I would have thought they would have done, but Yeah, he's 24 out of the 44 trophies way through that. Diablo 4, but not earn a trophy. Lonely Mountains Downhill, a couple of trophies in that one. The one he's closest to getting the plat on is, and it'd be nice to, I haven't seen Joe get a plat for months and months and months, so it'd be quite nice to see him get a plat. And he's one trophy away from getting it in DC League of Super Pets, The Adventures of Crypto and Ace. He needs one trophy in that, which is a 68.82% rarity, which is for finish a level without destroying a Lexbot. So I can't imagine that's too difficult given the rarity of it. The platinum isn't. So that game, fine, great backlog beatdown, because by the looks of it, it's fairly short, but it isn't going to get you any points in this competition. But still, plat is a plat. Samurai Warrior 5 is another game he's been playing. 10 out of 56 trophies in that. And as I said, the Caladris Blaze, Alex Kidd in Miracle World. I just thought, he's done it twice. League of Super Pets. He's done the PS4 and PS5 versions. And he's got two trophies on that one. So finish level of at least 85% health. So you must really enjoy that game to do it twice. That's all I can say about that. But come on, Joe. Get the platinum at least in one of them. Final Fantasy 16. Only 5 of 50. Looks like he hasn't picked that up since 25th of June. Hopefully he's still enjoying it. I would have thought that was his game. More than anybody's, really. Next up is, again, we've got a little jump up from Joe's 679, which is... He had 68 points this week, which is a really good number. He's moved on to 797 points. His rarest trophy, again, it's another one in Final Fantasy 16. As we all know, Dupes loves his Final Fantasy. Recently went on his little Final Fantasy marathon, doing, was it 1 to 6, is it? Is that what they released and came out? 1 to 5. So he got the platinum in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, oh, and 6. There was a little gap there because he actually split that up by getting the platinum in Dead Island 2. So it looks like he's also been doing Final Fantasy 13 as well. So, and yeah, 14 and 16. Yeah, he loves his Final Fantasy. So, yeah, he's 62% of the way through Final Fantasy 16. Final Fantasy 14 has 142 trophies. I would never have imagined that. So, yeah, big game. As I said, so Jupes is sort of sitting comfortably there in 13th place. He's sort of a clear with about 118 points of Joe. But he's a little way back, 120 odd points again, before we get to Diego. So from previous updates and from written updates, you'll notice that Diego has largely been doing the PS3 games. His latest ones, so body, look at that, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The last 9 games he's played have all been on the PS3, unbroken, all 9. And his rarest, his most recent platinum, is a really impressive one, and that came in Blur, and that was his rarest trophy of the week at 1.51%. So a bit of a cool classic, that Blur, wasn't it? Remember Blur, and there was 2 racing games that came out at the same time. I remember I had one, not the other, and Blur was the one I didn't have, and it was Split Second was the one that I did get. As I said, they both came out at a similar time. But so well done to getting that platinum there. He's also been playing Body Counts recently, so that isn't a game I've played. I have seen it, not too familiar with it, but... he's 79% of the way through that, so 33 of 42. So it's probably only a matter of time before we see him drop another PS3 platinum. but all of that contributed to helping him to get to 12th spot. Yeah, with that blur. So he's on 71 points, 913. As if, for those of you that read the written update, you notice that I tend to put a colour code, the positions you were in on the table. So green means green with the number, it means the position you've moved from and to. And then obviously, so if you've got green and a four next to your name, it means you were in fourth place and you've obviously gone up. If it's red, it means you've obviously gone down. And if it's blue, it means you've stayed where you are. And this is the first week we've had nobody actually moved any position whatsoever. So we had some huge scores, we had some low scores, we had some good platinums, rare trophies, but nobody actually, people got closer to each other, but nobody actually ended up overtaking anybody. So we may end up seeing, because everybody has got closer to each other in these little groups, we'll probably see a bit of movement next week. So just taking a little drink, it's quite hot here today. Next up, 11th place is MZ Nitro. So MZ, another former member of GTTSC. But MZ had 28 points this week. He's four ahead. So Diego has caught him up quite nicely by 45 points this week. MZ's been a little bit slow with his trophy scoring. And that has allowed Diego to take advantage and catch him up. He's at the moment, and mind you, we look like we are on the verge. It doesn't look like it's a platinum though. Yeah, we're on the verge of 100% game completion from MZ though on Mahjong Royal Towers. So he needs one trophy on that, which is a 12.87% rarity for Finish the Throne Hall. So if he can get that, that'll get him a mention in the 100%ers next week. It looks like he's been on the Assassin's Creed Black Flag as well, presumably with JT. I'd imagine Yield would be in there as well. Starting to like a nice little profile though, sort of when you look at it in terms of, you know, above average completions, everything sort of around an A or an S, a couple of E's in there where he sort of bailed out early doors. But it looks like he's working on the Zombie Army Trilogy, because I know Yield is doing that as well, so they're obviously working through that. So his 20, yeah, so there's 4 points difference in there, so he'll need to get cracking, because obviously Diego has already scored some, looking at his trophies, he's already scored some good ones today and yesterday in body count, which obviously haven't been accounted for in this week's update. There'll be obviously decent scoring ones in body count. So hopefully MZ has something up his sleeve that he can sort of come back with and not drop a position to 13th. But as I said, he's hanging on just in there at 12. And his rarest was Count Cup in Mahjong World Tower, and that's at 15.82%. He's not a million miles away from getting into that 10, though. A good week we'll see him do that. 10th place is currently occupied by Corey, the Grounded Gamer. As we know from Corey's updates, he goes through fits and spurts. Fits and spurts? Is that a word? Fits and starts? Fits and starts. I mean, whatever. But yeah, he's been playing Diablo 4 and Trek to Yumi again. So as I was saying, from his profile, two things I noticed. He goes through a lot of games. He tries them, earns a trophy, jumps off them before going back to them. So when you look at, he's obviously doing well in Diablo 4, 13 of 26 trophies so far. That's his most recent game. And that's also, I believe, yeah, his rarest trophy of the week. This is Shifty Swipes, which is 21.71%. But then when you look down his profile, we have Trek to Yomi, 2 of 29 trophies. Dead Cells, 3 of 116. I didn't realize that had 116 either. Final Fantasy 16, 8 of 50. Lonely Mountains Downhill, 2 of 68. Pro Fishing, 3 of 48. Super Blackjack, Battle 2 Turbo Edition, 1 of 27. Inscription, 4 of 41. And that's, those games are all just July. We're only on the 3rd of July, and that's all. That's what he's, so he's in July. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 games already that he's started. So his completion is only at 20.30%, and it's easy to see why. But I'm just saying, what is late? Let's have a look. I'm just saying when the last platinum he had was. Oh, 1st of May 2023, got the platinum in Meet Your Maker, which was a good one to get actually. 7.61%. But that just goes to show how many games he plays. When I sort of went down through the first page of his PSMP profile and still didn't encounter that game. So, but yeah, so his 27 points this week. So a similar amount to Nitro. That takes him to 948. And again, there's actually 1, 2, 3. There's actually 5 people all in the 900s. So that's all going to be tight between those 5, regardless. So a couple of big scores will certainly advance you. I can't imagine that there's not going to be no change in that sort of area next week. But in 9th place, we've got Yield. Rarest trophy was an American Fugitive, which is the platinum trophy for that. So well done to Yield on getting that. That was a 9.27%. He had 43 points this week, so a little bit down from where he has been in the past. But still, it's sometimes the way that Yield plays with being trying to complete everything. Oh, excuse me. Trying to complete everything. You do get weeks and lulls at that, you know, with that. But when I look at his profile, good profile to get. Good platinum to get, I should say, in American Fugitive. Since then, he's been playing a bit of Power Wash Simulator. He's got 8 of 51 trophies in that. I know he's been doing Borderlands 3 as well with the with some on the co-op side of things there with some of the other guys of the community. And yeah, I suspected as much with JT and Nitro. He has done some of the online Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag trophies. So that's Yield in 9th place. Next up in 8th, we've got CJ, Affectatious Donk. Only 2 points shy now of the 1,000 point mark. So we're getting more and more people closer to that, you know, getting four digits in your, I was going to say 4 digits. Well, that's interesting though, because I've just gone on his profile and live breaking news. This user was requested to be removed and cannot be tracked. So between Saturday and Monday, that has that's thrown a spanner in the works. So obviously it's going to be very difficult to track him if he's no longer sort of going to be on the leaderboards. And that might be a glitch. It might be temporary. We'll see what happens with that. But as I said, he's on 22 points this week, 998 overall. 7th place is my American teammate, Resident Daryl. And this is where the scoring really ramps up. Obviously, the way that the contest has worked for us as a team, me, Rick and Daryl, has been based on rarity. So our scores have been pretty high consistently for certainly the last, well, since this, yeah, from the start pretty much, but certainly the last 13 weeks. And his rarest trophy was Jackbox Party 8, Weapons Drawn, which was a 3.41, so it's an ultra rare, and that contributed to, he scored 202 points, which is his best score that he's had of the contest. He's moved on to 1,349, so he's comfortably ahead of CJ, a good 350-odd points in that. And he's had a real mix of games. So there's some Minecraft in there, which he's 73-94. He's played a game called Rush Hour Deluxe, which was a high score. I sort of, I wouldn't say I recommended it to him, but I dropped it in our group saying this is a high scoring points game. Anybody fancy it for our competition? I didn't, after I sort of, I thought it might have been a racing game or something by the name of it. When I checked it out, it was almost like a puzzle game, like traffic jams and you got to move your cars. At that point, I wasn't necessarily, I decided that I wasn't going to do it, but and I wasn't banking on anybody to do it. But because it was cheap in the sale, about £1.59, Daryl did pick it up. And I think his the realism hit in. And the game would look dog, and it was dog by the sounds of it. So, but he did get the platinum on it, which wasn't included in this, but it will be included on the next update. Dark Souls 3. So I didn't think this was a Daryl sort of game, but Daryl's got 30 of 43 trophies on Dark Souls 3 on the PS4. So fair play to Daryl. He's pumping out all sorts of games at the moment. Look at Minecraft on PS3, Minecraft PS4, Minecraft PS Vita. It looks like he's obviously recently acquired AEW Fight Forever, a recently released wrestling game. Started a bit of For Honor. So he's done loads, and to get 202 points, that's really really good figures for him. And we've really seen him jump up massively over the last few weeks, and he's now sort of pushing Alex, who's in sixth place. So Alex, Alex has scored 84 points this week, which is a really really good number. It's just that when you compare it to the scores that have been done around by the players around him, it's not even half of what the rest of the players have scored. So, well, it may be against a couple of them, but so it's so that just shows to get to when Tricky's talking about getting into the top five, we're not even into the top five yet, and we're on Alex, who's on 1,362 points with 84 this week. His rarest trophy was in Shu in the Serpent Rogue, which I don't know that game. But he's not far off the platinum in that. By the looks of one trophy left to get, 40 out of 42. Nice rarity on the platinum, ultra rare one, 4.47%. And his rare, so what's he got to get? Research all ingredients in your journal, and that obviously is 4.47%. So that's the last trophy he needs to get the platinum. And knowing Alex, he will be getting that. His nature will not allow him not to. He won't be able to leave one trophy. He also had the platinum in the medium, which was a good platinum to get. So that obviously helped towards his 84 points. And so he's in sixth place. And we jump into the top five. So I'm in fifth, which is where Tricky is aiming to be. But there's best part about 870 points. 570 points difference between Alex and myself. I'm on 1,943. I had 190 points this week. My rarest trophy was in Kung Fu Panda Showdown of Legendary Legends, a Master of Inner Peace at 3.45%. Again, because of GTTSC, I've been playing a few games that I probably wouldn't necessarily. It's meant that my gaming for the next, few months at least, a couple of months to 2-3 months, this won't be anything starting anything new. I wouldn't have thought it'll be trying to mop up all these outstanding platinums that I've got. Having said that, I have started Stray because it's been, for those of you that aren't aware, that Stray is being removed from PS Extra on 18th of July. So I've decided to get that platinum now rather than having to pay for it or wait for it to come onto Plus. So I'm three trophies into that one. And I have got, it didn't take me all that long. Obviously, people talk about the frustrating trophy in there, can't catch me. That's at the start of chapter two on the game. I have earned that trophy. That is one of the three that I've earned. So I've just got to play through the rest of the story and then obviously do the 2-hour speedrun mode to get the platinum on that one. So I've been doing that. I'm not too far away from Ark Survival Evolved, which is mainly going to be entering text in the admin menu. I'm put off by that big time because it's, I think it's about at least 400, probably 500 lines of text that I need to include to get the platinum. It's still quicker than getting it legit, but that's what it's going to take. Gravel is one that I'll need to finish off. Not too far in terms of trophies. I'm on 71%. The grind to get all liveries or liveries, so all the skins for the cars, you have to get to level 99. I think I'm on 59 at the moment, so still a bit of a grind to get them. Toem is one that I've started. I need to finish. Not a million miles away in Hot Shots Racing. Got the hardest trophies and now just grinding out the Grand Prix. You've got it for the Grand Prix on that to get the platinum. You need to, two trophies are to unlock all customizable options and then to purchase them all. In order to unlock them all, though, you have to, there's certain tasks you have to do, like 500 seconds of drift, boost 100 times, etc. But to get the one particular type, you've got to do win a Grand Prix with every car. So there are eight characters, and each character has four cars, and there's four races per Grand Prix, which means that every character you've got to do 16 races with. Obviously, 16 times 8 equals a lot of races. So I'll be working my way through that Lego Movie game as well. I need to finish that to get the platinum. Playing a bit of Vita as well, Hotline Miami. Really got into that. It's a really good pick-up-and-play game. Highly recommend it. Once I finish that, I will get, probably look at the second one, but that's still some way off yet because I've got to S rank all chapters, which doesn't look easy. Next up in fourth place, so I managed to pull back 50 points on fourth place, which is I'm Styling On Your Bro. He's on 2085. Again, he's been playing Train Sim World 3, rarest trophy at 2.92%. Be interesting to see if he does go. I know he's sort of concentrating on the Sim World. Train sim games. I wonder if he will go and do anything else on there, because obviously, presumably, he must have a PS Plus subscription. So maybe he's claiming the games. We might see him on some of the platinum exclusives or some of the free games that he gets. It'd be nice to sort of go through rather than just going through Train Sim World DLC sets and on the trophy log to see if there's anything else that can mix it up. Bit of variation, variety of life, and all that. Variety is the spice of life. Next up, so we got then three massive hitters. They seem to be pulling away now, and it's when you see the scores, it's no surprise why. Rick thought he'd done it, I think, because he messaged our little group, me and Daryl, on our GTSE group. Obviously, he worked out, calculated how many points he'd had from the backlog beatdown. From the PSN, what he'd done for the rarity, and it was superb, really. 295 points, taking him to 2,509, and most of the time, that's obviously going to move you up places. You know, that's more than, you know, certainly the bottom of the table have scored all season, but Rick's on a bit of a mission at the moment, both in the backlog beatdown and on this. Again, when you look at it, 89 of 94 on Minecraft on the PS3. I think he's regrettably popped one trophy on The Sims 4. I wouldn't encourage anybody to go after that platinum. Me and Daryl both did it in the last GTTSC event, and it was an absolute ball ache. But the problem I had was the trophy where you've got to listen to all the radio stations, and it just kept glitching, would not pop. And fortunately, it did eventually after several hours of trying. Minecraft set 2, he's done. He's been playing 60 seconds reatomized. He's 40 of 61 trophies in that. And then he's a couple of games. He's got to finish there's one trophy left in Burnout Paradise Remastered. Hopefully, he finishes that one off, because that would be annoying. So what does he need? Awarded when you reach 100% complete your bike license, left to go on that one. So that's a pretty simple trophy to get, actually. Just needs a bit of time to in time to get in there. But yeah, so 295, so points, huge amount, but not enough, unfortunately, to get into the top two. And in fact, not even enough to pull points back from second place. In fact, second place has increased his lead over Rick, which is Mark Fraser. Mark Fraser scored, believe it or not, in this week, 412 points, which is the biggest score that we've seen from anybody this competition. And that take moved him to 2,639. He also had the rarest trophy of the week in top of the class in Capcom Arcade Stadium, which is 0.70% rarity. It didn't make its way into the season's rarest because he is already there at number one. And we did state at the start, you can't have two entries into the season's rarest. So unlucky on that one, but well done for getting into the rarest. Game one wise, Tropico 5, he's not far off the platinum there, 60 out of 71. Both Capcom Arcade Stadiums and the second one, 68% and 185% in the other. So he's been doing Worms Battlegrounds as well as a rare, ultra rare. So he has been going after some really, look at that Tennis World Tour 2 at 89%. That has a 0.63% rarity if he was able to get that one. So he has sort of said that he expects to drop off a bit. But when you look at the games that he's been playing and that the ones that he's still got to go for, the trophies got to earn in these trophies, they are worth serious points still. So I'm not expecting a drop-off necessarily, not anytime soon anyway. So especially once you factor in the lead that George Mieskoetsalat had, which was best part of sort of 700 points one stage. And George had a fantastic week as well himself. He had 212 points, so even more. And that was the 212, and that was the weakest of the top three, which just goes to show the sort of standard of that. So Mark has pulled back 200 points just in that one week alone. The rarest trophy that George had was the platinum in Pilot Box by Box. That was at 2.88%. I don't know, it's really tightened up at the top, and which is making this good. So looks like he's looking at George's trophies. He's done a bit of the light and the darkness. I thought Yield had played that one, but I think Yield was the Church in the Darkness or something. He's done the DLC for Cow the Kangaroo. It looks like he's gone to South Park Stick of Truth. This is his most recent game. 2 of 51 trophies in that one. Finally got the grind. He's done the grind in the Tomb Raider and has got the Platinum in that, the Tomb Raider Definitive Edition. So well done on that one. I think that missed the... Did it miss the Platinums, or did it get it before I'd done it? Yeah, I think it must have just missed it. He must have got it on the day that I did the update. So well done to you on that. But as I said, that's, yeah, between the top three, what did they get? 600, 800, 800, enough. Between the top three, they were over 900 points alone. So, yeah, superb effort from those three. But George still sits top of the pile, 2,790. So he's got 151 point lead. That's really close compared to where it was before. We're probably at the halfway stage now, so it should be it's good to see that there's a bit of competition going on. On to the rarest trophies of the week. We have got, let's have a look, let's pull up the sheet again. So rarest trophies of the week in fifth place is I'm Styling On You Bro. HBK from City to Coast in Train Sim World 3. That was at 2.92%. So again, I do like it when I see five ultra rare trophies in that rarest of the week. You know, that means we've had a good one. But that was for complete 50 services and Hauptstreck Hamburg to Lübeck. Mieskoetsalat was at number four. With Boxlin, which was Pilot Box for Box, that was 2.88%, and that was for unlocking all of the trophies, so the Platinum Trophy in that one. So well done to you. Redbeard Rick was at 3 for Beam Me Up in Minecraft. That was a 2.35%, and that was for teleport over 100 meters from a single throw of an Ender Pearl. I think I did achieve that one, but in the PS4 version, which wasn't as worth as much as that. At number 2 was Diego with the Platinum Trophy in Blur. Nice one to get. And then at number 1 for Rarest was Top of the Class in Capcom Arcade Stadium, 0.70%, Marky Fraser, Reach Class 15 Operator. So no change to the top 5 of the competition. At 5, we've got Yield with Pro Team, Pro Team in Deep Rock Galactic, 1.07. We've got Alex at 1.06 for Head Rush, Cartoon Battle Crasher. So the two trophy whores hosts are both in the top 5 rarest trophies of 2023. Then we've got the host of Loot Bros at Valkyrie in Nidog, which is 0.63. That was Resident Darrow, and that's a winner 100 games through matchmaking. Redbeard Rick is, we've got two UK-based players. Capcom Master reached Class 20. That's at 0.56%. And the hero we deserve is the current rarest trophy of the season by Mark Fraser in Injustice Gods Among Men. And that's for reaching level 100, and that has a rarity value of 0.33%. So conscious that we are approaching the hour mark, maybe even slightly over, we will delve into the Platinum Hall that we all had. I'll start with 100%, actually. So first 100% was when, and the only 100% we had was for, with Alex. He got the 100% in Awesome Nauts, which was at 4.44%. So well done to Alex on that one. Rather than doing rarities, because there's a fair few to go, I will work my way from bottom to top that I've got it listed, and that's your order in the league table. So we have, which actually is the most common starter, so we've got the Brain 76. He got the platinum in Don't Touch This Button, 89.93%, which suggests spam, but not spam, probably spam, but good enough just by 7.007% to get a mention in this. Diego, which we've mentioned a couple of times for getting the platinum in Blur, probably. Oh, I wouldn't say probably. In terms of statistically, it's the most impressive platinum that we had this week from anybody. Congratulations to Yield for getting the platinum in American Fugitive, which was obviously also his rarest of the week, at 9.27%. We've got CJ in Fuga, Melodies of Steel, at 36.33%. We've got 2 from Daryl. So Daryl scored the platinum in Evil Inside, which was 87.21. I think that's the second time he's done that, PS5 and PS4 versions now. He also got the platinum in Subnautica Below Zero. He did get Subnautica last week. He's obviously got the sequel now done to his name as well, which was at 47.10%. Then myself, I've found myself that I'm a bit of a pinball master on these games. I've earned 4. My 4 platinums this week were Werewolf Pinball twice, Shark Pinball, and Dragon Pinball. So a trio of animal pinball tables. They're not easy. Parts of it are easy. But to get the extra ball, which is where the difficulty comes, that it takes persistence and skill. And I've got that in abundance. But they are 26.75% rarity and 26.09 for Werewolf, 21.79 for Shark Pinball, and 30.15 for Dragon Pinball. I missed out Alex, so I'll go to Alex now. He got the platinum in the Medium, a nice one to get. The game I'll probably look at in the near future, because obviously seeing as that's on PS Extra at the moment. That's 32.04, so well done to Alex on that one. Rick got a very rare platinum at 9.81%, which was a Sega Mega Drive and Genesis collection. And then the next 5 all belong to Mies Goetzlot. So we have Batu to Batu. No idea what that is. 79.25% though. He had a Tilting Tiles Micro Challenge. That was at 80.17%. DC League of Super Pets, 70.14%. So, maybe just give Joe a little couple of tips on that one if you can, just to help him out getting the platinum there. He had super hot mind control delete at 24.73. And his rarest, well, actually, I said to tell a lie. Yeah, no, sorry, I didn't tell a lie. His rarest one is Pilot Box by Box, 2.88%. For a moment there, I thought that was rarer than Blur, than Diego's, but obviously 2.88 is bigger than 1.50. But there we go. So that concludes the update. As I said, another lengthy one. Let me know what you think, whether you prefer the audio updates less frequent but bulkier, or whether you would prefer a short one weekly. It'd be good to get some feedback on it. But yeah, other than that, until next time, got any questions here? But yeah, that's me over and out. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Gareth, so much for that wonderful update. We definitely appreciate it each and every time you you do this. It's a lot of work, you know. Like, we run events here. We know how much these... We spend a lot of time on our spreadsheets, and we spend a lot of time kind of prepping and getting information. So thank you for that. Speaking of, I want to jump over to the backlog beatdown. We got Redbeard Rick in first place with 130 points. I'm styling on your bro with 129. JT with 71. He's stretching his legs a little bit. We had Gareth with 61, myself with 53, tied with Diego for 53. We have Yield with 50. We have Asatic with 49, Alex with 48, Duplex with 38, John Michael Smart, Trying Casually Games with 36. We have CJ with a very stagnant 34. We have MZ with 28. We have Kali with 23. We have Departed with 22. Jared with 22. James the Nerd with 15. Dino Killer and Noah the Builder with 14. And we have One Plot Zag with 13. Jim with 7. Spider Packs with 5. Sid with 3. Haley Pickle with 2. Next up, we have the Loot Bros leaderboards, True Trophies custom leaderboard. Go to True Trophies, set yourself up a profile, link it up with your PlayStation, and do the same for True Achievements with your Xbox. We have a Steam leaderboard as well. It never works. It's trash, and Steam achievements don't really count because they're fake. It's hard to get achievements on taxes. But you can go to True Trophies, and you can sync up your profile. We will read out the trophy count each and every week, and we typically read the top five. If I see new names join the leaderboards, I'll shout them out. And I'm experimenting with changing things up, you know, just to do true trophy score, true, you know, and we're just going to play around with it. So here we go. First place, Misi Goatslaw with 216 trophies. Very nice. Playing some South Park Stick of Truth. Has the platinum in South Park Stick of Truth. So very nice. Very nice. Next is Big Bernardo with 128 trophies, playing some Stranded Deep. I want to give a shout out to these gentlemen for the information. I guess it's Misi Goatslaw especially for letting us know kind of how to cheese those trophies. So I'm going to try that in the coming days. Third place is myself, Resident Daryl, with 57 trophies. I have taken a bit of a backseat to trophy hunting this week. Been watching The Designated Survivor with my wife and not playing a ton of games. Fourth place, it is, I don't know if I read my counter out. 57 trophies is what I have, and the last trophy I have is playing some For Honor. I've been playing a little bit of For Honor with the kids. You know, passing control around. My daughter's actually really enjoying it. Playing it with my son. So next up is our team captain, Gaz Davis 11, with 56 trophies. He's finishing up Stray. And then fifth place is Redbeard Rick, our team muscle, with 41 trophies, playing some Maneater. It's a good game. It's a really good game. Very original game. I like it a lot. And then as I look through the list, I don't know that I see any new names, 37 people on our leaderboard. Now I'm going to head over to the True Achievements leaderboard. In first place, I'm styling on your bro with 6,060 achievement score, a gold gamer score, achievement points. I don't even know what you nerds like to be called anymore. Playing some Road Maintenance Simulator. That's pretty incredible. That's a lot of points. Second place, GDI Master Ace with 350, playing some Arcade Paradise. Third place, Bearded Nerd with 200 points playing some Diablo 4. Fourth place, I Drop Roaches, playing some AEW Fight Forever. And fifth place is Sadik, also with 45 points, playing some Sid Meier's Civilization 6. So very nice, very nice. Very, very great, great job, guys. Great job. So we definitely appreciate you guys for participating. You know, and again, with the true trophies and the trophy hunting and all that stuff, this isn't necessarily about like, oh man, I need to play all the games so I can get my shout out on the show. I mean, you can do that if you want, but there, you guys would be surprised how many people just link up, play casually, and then they end up in the top five just because they had a good run. Maybe they finished a game or two. So, yeah, even if you're not a super competitive person, you're not interested in that, give it a try. Put your name on the board, and we'll see what happens. That being said, guys, we're going to end this episode. This has been an interstitial episode leading up to the next one. The next episode that you're going to hear is going to be an interview with the Channel 3 gaming website. And we had a blast. It was one of the best episodes we've done in a long, long time. Had an absolute just great time. Great guest, great fun, lots of good laughs, and lots of good information. So definitely appreciate you guys. We appreciate all the support. Go to the Resident Daryl YouTube and the Loot Bros Podcast YouTube. Give them a like, give them a share, give them a subscribe. We broke over the 400 mark. I think maybe even from when I recorded the intro of this podcast, we might not have been there yet. So I recorded the intro of this, added the rarity event, and then later in the weekend recorded this ending piece. So a lot's happened. There's been a lot of movement on the channel. So we're like 410 subscribers. So we are inching along, making our way to 1,000. So definitely want to give a shout out. Appreciate you guys. We have, I think, 7 or 8 copies of Kinect Adventures now for the range. So still a long ways to go and a lot of copies to be had, but we have created a bin in the eBay room, and that is where they lie. We're going to fill this bin up, and the bare minimum is the goal. So thank you all for listening. Thank you for your support. Please check out the Resident Daryl channel. New video just dropped, and we'll catch you on the next episode.